Crooked, a play by Catherine Treishman, opens on March 4th in the Studio Theater of the Fine Arts Center on the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga campus. The play opens with Lainey, a 14-year-old girl, reading a story she wrote to the audience, which follows. Ernest's hands smell like lemons and gunshot. Every Monday, he parked his lemonade stand at the entrance of the park, where it stood solid as a bank. He liked the feel of the sun on his back, hot and burning like an open sore. He liked the children's laughter, and when a little face approached him, cheery as a Fruit Loop. On weekends, Ernest left his house through the kitchen door, and with his rifle and his .45, wandered the woods, shooting at any target in sight. A glass bottle, a pine cone, a squirrel. He was as sharp as a Cuisinart. Ernest lived for his lemonade and his guns for many happy years, until suddenly everything started to get blurry and confused. He forgot what day it was and where he was supposed to be, and one day he filled his lemonade stand with his rifle and his .45, and instead of serving up lemonade, he served up bullets, straight between the eyes.
Lainey, who is a 14-year-old, who is smarter than any 14-year-old should be. She is just way too intelligent for her age. And she's beginning to adjust to her new life in Oxford, Mississippi, with her very intelligent but exhausted mother, Elise. So they're starting this new life in a very different place than what they're used to. The transition from Madison, Wisconsin to Oxford, Mississippi, I imagine that there might be a little bit of a culture shock involved. Lainey meets a 16-year-old named Maribel, who is a firm believer in the healing powers of Jesus Christ, and they form this fast friendship. But their new friendship begins to take on an often hilarious exploration of spirituality and sexuality that actually threatens the relationship between the mother and daughter.
That was UTC senior Blake Harris, who's directing Crooked. Harris discovered Crooked when it premiered off-Broadway at Women's Project in April of 2008. And although Catherine Treishman, the playwright, is originally from Athens, Georgia, Crooked made its debut performance in a workshop production in Edinburgh and premiered at the Bush Theatre in London in May of 2006.
Treishman, the playwright, has this beautiful way of structuring the language to where it's so real and it's so human, but at the same time, it's so poetic. The balance between the two is, I think, extraordinary on her behalf. So, I mean, from the opening scene, I feel you're just drawn in by this beautiful language, but it doesn't negate the fact that it's real conversation going on.
Harris says that Crooked explores how identities can be used to hide us from others and maybe even hide us from ourselves. By attaching ourselves to an identity, we can attach to a common group, and we find comfort in that, he furthers. But Crooked explores just how malleable these identities are.
The persona that Lainey is striving to create in the eyes of her new friend Maribel, what happens when that structure she has built around herself begins to fall and she begins to be revealed? We understand not only does she want to be perceived in a way by Maribel, but we understand that she is using this almost as a protection of herself. It's like she's creating a shield by taking on these different identities. And once those shields are taken away from her, we reveal why Lainey is struggling with the move to Oxford. We understand why they had to move to Oxford, period. We understand why Lainey is in such desperate need for a friend to the point to where she's willing to sacrifice her relationship with her mother.
The world that Crooked is set in is not a literal world, but instead a world made up of the fragmentations of Lainey's life.
So we see a living room, but just right across the stage is the bleachers outside her school. And on the other side of the stage is a church sanctuary. So we see this fragmented world that she is just shifting in and out. There's no stable place where she can stay. Everything, every part of her life is displayed in front of the audience, and she chooses where to go, where she can receive the most comfort or avoid the issues that she wants to avoid in this very scattered world.
Harris says that Crooked essentially asks the question, how do we reassure ourselves that at the end of the day, we have someone who cares for us, who has our back, and will support us?
Each of these three characters is seeking that exact same thing, but none of them go about it the same way. And that is where our conflict is derived. It is this search for security that no one actually is meeting up in.
Crooked, a play by Catherine Treishman, runs Friday, March 4th and Saturday, March 5th at 7:30 p.m. in the Studio Theater of the Fine Arts Center. Tickets can be purchased at the UTC Fine Arts Center box office. To learn more, follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.